I'm pretty excited about the launch of my podcast series, 2 Minutes of Summer, a South African dad living in Russia. Today I interview Michelle van der Merwe, an Olympic hopeful figure skater's nana all the way from South Africa who came on holiday to St. Petersburg and got stuck here during the COVID-19 lockdown. She describes her journey over the past few months. We pick up the episode as Michelle describes her talented granddaughter's reason for being here and winning a figure skating club competition in St. Petersburg.
Dynasty Skating Club, a private club owned by a former Russian Olympian, and our granddaughter Hayley Ray was accepted, and so the journey began. And at the same time, my husband Skulk and I decided that we were going to save up and come out and be with him. So that all started about 2 years ago. So the family have been here in Russia a couple of times, and in March, on the 16th of March this year, Hayley Ray was invited to participate in club competition in St. Petersburg.
Okay.
The St. Petersburg Challenge Trophy, and proud to say she won it.
Really? And
she won it, yeah.
I didn't know that, okay.
Yeah. So on the 13th of March, my husband and I arrived in St. Petersburg with Hayley's younger brother, Oliver. And we were here just a few days when the whole COVID-19 pandemic broke loose, and our carrier, Turkish Airlines, withdrew all international flights. We were supposed to be here for 2.5 weeks, leaving on the 30th of March. Then, of course, back home in South Africa, our president declared a national state of disaster.
Yes.
And imposed a stringent lockdown, which is still in place.
So how did you adapt to that?
It's become the Great Russian Adventure.
Okay, cool.
Because yes, shortly after South Africa lockdown, Russia closed its borders. And so we have been waiting patiently for 3 months.
Okay.
And during this time, I can tell you, we've become experts on Russian architectural style. We had the pleasure of meeting you and doing one of your wonderful city walks with all its interesting anecdotes in the inner city. And that was great. And spin off from there is we've done a number of walking tours, either on our own or with a couple of local people, and it's been great. But you want to know what the highlight has been for us?
Yes, please.
A midnight cruise, highly illegal, of course, in the canals and on the River Neva. It was just some friends, and they said, in Russia, everything is possible.
Wow,
now, okay. That is impossible. And we've been blessed with great weather. We've been down to the Baltic.
Okay.
We've been to the metro a few times. The only sad thing for me at the end of the day is I'm passionate about museums and churches, and they're all closed.
Yes, that's true. Which church do you have in mind? The Kazan Cathedral? Or?
Well, I would have gone to St.
All of them.
St. Isaac's, Kazan. I was able to go into the Catholic Cathedral, and I was able to go into the Kazan Church out on the Baltic yesterday.
Oh, and really?
Yes, that was open. And here in Ozaki, where we live, down by the lakes, there's a beautiful old Orthodox church which was open. So I was able to experience that thing. Yeah, so vibrant.
During lockdown, it was a lot quieter than it normally is. I always said when I first arrived here, I arrived here in winter, and I was astounded that even in winter, frigid conditions outside, below temperatures, you find the streets still busy in winter. And then obviously in summer, it's just, it explodes. And then the famous street that I always like referring to is Nevsky, which is always a fantastic vibe. I wanted to ask you, how have you handled the day-to-day living? What would be the difference between your South African experience and, you know, your Russian experience? But on a day-to-day basis, not just pure holiday, you know?
Okay. Well, on a day-to-day business, I must say, we were very grateful to have the freedom of movement we had here.
Okay.
everything that we needed was available in the supermarkets, which are very first world, very modern, very clean, very efficient, and a hell of a lot cheaper than South Africa.
Okay.
The cost of living is a lot lower here on everything.
Really? How much would you say? Like, I always say a third cheaper. Would that be?
At least a third.
Okay.
At least, if not more. 30-40% less.
Well, did you find yourself eating? I know that in the time that I've been here, my diet's changed a lot to the usual South African things. What has there been any sort of change to your diet or special Russian things that you've picked up in the supermarket?
Well, because we were pretty much living in isolation here, I decided to try my hand at Russian cookery. So I went onto the internet, and when we first arrived, it was the season of the cucumber fish or koryushka.
Yes.
So it was sold on every street corner, so I made it.
Wow. Have you tried your hand at any soups?
Yes, I have indeed. I must admit, I love borscht, but my family don't like cooked beetroot. So I've eaten borscht out or as a takeaway.
Okay. It's funny, when I first started seeing my now wife in South Africa, she said, "I can't wait to cook you some lovely soup." And this is South African. I was like, "What soup?" I wasn't very impressed with that, but since I've been here, because it's such a cold climate, soups I've actually grown very fond of some myself. What would your perception be from, I believe that you've been here before, is that
correct? Yes, 21 years ago, yeah.
Okay, so you weren't like a complete novice.
No, not at all.
What would you think the perception of Russia is versus the reality of being here?
Sure, that's quite a difficult, I mean, especially coming from South Africa, where, you know, when I was raised, we were raised to believe that, you know, all Russians are communists, they're evil, they're bad. You know, there was this stereotype of the Russian, and it actually couldn't be further from the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Right, the Russian people we have come across on a daily basis have been very warm, very helpful.
Yes,
they tend to, when they go from A to B, not to make eye contact with you.
Yes, sure.
But if you run into a spot of trouble or if you are in need, they're there to help you.
Yes,
they're very compassionate.
That's actually very accurate. I agree with that, yes.
Very, very compassionate indeed. I mean, one evening we went to a little restaurant before the restaurants had to close.
Yes.
And I slipped on a stair. And I was suddenly surrounded by three large Russian gentlemen, you know, all wanting to help.
Wow.
You know, didn't understand a word. And that's the other interesting thing. I mean, I know a couple of words of Russian.
Yes.
But the language is not really that much of a barrier. You can... I've often been standing in a queue somewhere, you know, trying to explain, using Google Translate on my phone.
Yes.
And suddenly from behind me, somebody has piped up and says, "Can I help you?"
Wow.
And I have a very, very positive feeling. It's a lovely place, lovely people, and the country is beautiful.
What would you say, like, would be the thing you've got to do here?
You would definitely have to visit the Hermitage. That's the one thing I would say. As you said, explore the Nevsky and the areas off the Nevsky.
Yes.
Amazing, vibrant, beautiful architecture. I think for people to orientate themselves, do a walking tour in the Golden Triangle.
I always think of a walking tour as a fantastic introduction. It gives you feel, and then you can make decisions based on that feeling.
Correct. The other thing I would say is a real must for people to do, and unfortunately this time we couldn't, is to go to Peterhof.
Yes, I know, that's a fantastic place. Because this is the most visited tourist destination within Russia. Just thinking of a stat there that was relevant a couple of years ago, of the 7 million people that come to St. Petersburg, 5 million are local Russians.
Wow.
Because this was the capital, this is the kind of center of culture, they call it the cultural capital. Have fun, I believe that you're going to be leaving soon.
We leave tomorrow in St. Petersburg.
Michelle, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Lovely meeting you.
Okay, cheers. Bye.
Bye.